The ABC understands that the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is seeking legal advice about whether the federal government's draft investment direction forces the agency to compromise its operations. In the draft document, the Treasurer and the Finance Minister have directed the corporation not to invest in wind or small-scale solar projects, declaring them established technologies. The Labor Party says that having failed to kill it off in the Senate, the government is now trying to hobble the corporation. From Canberra, National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer has our story.
It's one letter to the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that's reignited passionate debate across the entire renewable energy sector. The CEFC, set up by the Gillard government in 2012, is a $10 billion green bank designed to support capital investment in renewable energy, low emission technology and energy efficiency in Australia. The government has tried to abolish the corporation twice without success. Now it's giving it a new direction. Matthias Cormann is the finance minister.
While the Clean Energy Finance Corporation continues to exist, it should focus on the next opportunities. For example, the opportunities from large-scale solar and better energy storage capabilities linked to it. I mean, we want to really push this to the next level rather than to continue to put borrowed money from taxpayers into well-established technologies.
In a draft investment mandate sent to the board, the government defines established technologies as wind and small-scale solar, including the sort of panels you'd put on your rooftop. It prevents further investments in those projects, though existing ones will remain untouched. So what exactly are emerging technologies? The Environment Minister Greg Hunt explained a few on Radio National.
Well, firstly, there's large-scale solar, whether it's parabolic or trough, whether it's some of the forms of storage, such as molten solar, that are associated with it. You then have tidal, you then have run-of-river. You have geothermal, so you have an enormous number of technologies.
Greg Hunt says the CEFC's focus was always supposed to be on innovation and that it should focus on technologies that were not already getting access to lending. Though large parts have already leaked, the Finance Minister Matthias Cormann wouldn't release the draft investment mandate today.
Well, there's a process in the legislation, which was legislation put in place by the previous government. So we are currently engaged in step one of that process, which is consultation with the Clean Energy Finance Corporation Board. And of course, at the right time, this directive, if it comes into force, will be tabled in the Parliament.
Earlier this year, the government directed the CEFC to achieve significantly higher returns, while at the same time not increasing the risk of its investment. The ABC understands the latest draft investment mandate keeps this requirement, but now places restrictions on technologies the corporation can invest in. The corporation is seeking legal advice on the issue, which the ABC has been told will canvass whether this latest direction from the government is consistent with the object of the CEFC Act, which is to facilitate increased flows of finance into the clean energy sector. Opposition Environment spokesman Mark Butler says the corporation is being cut by stealth.
This latest directive from the government suggests very clearly that Tony Abbott has decided to impose conditions on the Clean Energy Finance Corporation that simply make it impossible to do the job that was given to it by the Parliament. It's supposed to increase its rate of return. It already delivers 3.4% above the long-term bond rate back to taxpayers through the budget. But the Finance Minister and the Treasurer require it to increase its rate of return, to focus on new technologies and not to increase its risk profile. Now, anyone from the finance sector will tell you that's simply impossible.
Though he did concede that large-scale wind farms already had significant support from private financial institutions, and it's tough to predict what the actual result of this change may be.
There may be projects where the CEFC would be able to bring in innovative lending products to wind, as we've seen in the last few weeks, to rooftop solar in partnership with Origin Energy. So I'm loath to sort of say what the precise impact on this industry will be of the latest directive. But what we see now is a pattern by Tony Abbott of trying to dent and damage confidence in an industry that is critical to Australia's energy future.
That's Labor's environment spokesman Mark Butler, ending that report from Jake Sturmer.